Hi, I'm Dahlia Rose, and this is Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known. This podcast does contain adult content, and it is not suitable for minors, and it's definitely not safe for work. Listener discretion is advised. Previously, in November, we did an episode on America's founding fathers. There were a lot of interesting facts about Jefferson, Washington, and others. Today, we're going to be discussing more facts, part two of America's founding daddies, fathers, coming up now. Over the years, we've heard some pretty ridiculous speculation about why people get sick, and even more ridiculous cures. In the days of our founding fathers, medicine wasn't exactly a sound science. We're talking about the days where bloodletting was a cure for almost anything. There was one founding father who had an unusual view of what caused certain illnesses in colonial America. Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence and a civic leader in Philadelphia, most notably, Mr. Rush was a physician. According to Mr. Rush, masturbation, or as he called it, self-abuse, was the cause of tuberculosis. But not just tuberculosis. He also believed that self-pleasure attributed to memory loss and epilepsy. As we know, America won the Revolutionary War. But how did America manage to get great soldiers? In the case of Wilhelm Baron von Steuben, he was coerced into the American military by none other than Benjamin Franklin. Wilhelm von Steuben was formerly in the Prussian service, but found himself up on charges of homosexual acts with several young officers over whom he was a superior officer. Somehow, Ben Franklin found out about Wilhelm and sent George Washington a letter which embellished Wilhelm's military credentials while simultaneously omitting the pending charges against him. Soon, Wilhelm was on his way to America to join the Continental Army. It didn't take long for Washington to figure out Wilhelm's sexual orientation. But, as you may recall from the first part of our Founding Fathers episode, George Washington wasn't a stranger to allowing homosexual soldiers to share bunks with their partners, and Wilhelm was no exception. Washington found von Steuben to be quite valuable. He helped develop new army units for Washington, and after the war, von Steuben stayed in America and had a succession of young men who lived with him, some of which he referred to as his quote-unquote sons. Maybe he was just a daddy dom? In any case, von Steuben never married or had children. When talking about founding fathers, it's easy to list off a couple of our first presidents, such as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and even John Adams. The first two presidents we've previously discussed. However, we've never touched on John Adams. Mr. Adams was the second president of the United States, and honestly, any candidate might have found it hard to follow in the footsteps of George Washington. But if John Adams was trying to emulate Washington, he was way off base. At the end of his presidency, people ended up hating Mr. Adams. While he fought for democracy, it's easy to say the power of the presidency went to his head. He suggested that people call him, quote, His Highness President of the United States of America and the Protector of the Rights of the Same. That's one hell of a title. Some people described Adams as almost a dictator. As he passed the Alien and Seditions Act of 1798, which gave the president the right to imprison or deport non-citizens whom he suspected of plotting against the government. In addition to the deportation of non-citizens, the act made it increasingly harder for citizens to vote in a democratic way. He also tried to take away the rights of free speech, especially when it came to people criticizing him or his government. While he was up for re-election, his political rivals found a story. It's not known if it's true, as Adams denied it, of course, that the president sent his running mate, Charles Pinckney, to London to bring back 4 prostitutes. Even though there was denial, John Adams is quoted as saying, quote, "I do declare upon my honor, if this be true, General Pinckney has kept them all for himself and cheated me out of 2. The name Patrick Henry might sound familiar. He's known for his famous quote, "Give me liberty or give me death." However, Mr. Henry didn't hold the same sentiment for other people, namely his wife. Henry's wife, Sarah, began a mental decline after the birth of their last child. In our modern age, we might identify this as postpartum depression. However, that wasn't the case in colonial America. It was reported that Sarah was emotionally unsettled and had violent outbursts. She even had to be restrained in a straight dress, a variation of a straight jacket, to prevent her from harming herself. When that was no longer working, Patrick Henry had her restrained in their cellar, but she did have her own slave that would attend to her. This might seem cruel to us, especially now that we're aware of postpartum depression and we have ways to treat it. But the reality back then was that Henry was doing the kinder thing by keeping her at home restrained in the cellar. He could have chosen to send her to the Eastern State Hospital. The hospital was more of an asylum, which in those days weren't well maintained. If Sarah had been admitted to Eastern State Hospital, she could have endured very painful and unnecessary treatments, such as bloodletting, blistering, being dunked in water while restrained, and being subjected to shock through pain and terror. Whether or not his objective was to do the kinder thing for his wife, or he was just really into restraining women, we'll never know. Either way, it raises some interesting questions. Our final founding father is one I found quite interesting, John Randolph of Roanoke. He had quite the accomplished political career as a senator for Virginia, a member of the U.S. House of Representatives 5 times over, and the United States Minister to Russia. He is also the first asexual U.S. politician. Randolph was described as having the voice of a young boy throughout his life, as well as a somewhat boyish appearance, as he never developed facial hair, nor did he go through puberty. As a young child, Randolph was diagnosed with latent tuberculosis, which he carried most of his life. The disease caused him to skip puberty, which caused his youthful appearance. This was also the reason for his lack of interest in anything sexual and never having any sexual partners. He was referred to as a flamboyant dresser who, quote, strutted about Washington and the House floor with his dogs trailing him. Today we understand the concept of somebody being asexual. But in the older days, rumors of Randolph being impotent were numerous around Washington. In response to the rumors, he said, "Why should a man take pride in a quality in which a jackass is his infinite superior?" So there you have some more interesting facts about America's founding fathers. Join me next week as we go over the history of sexual, wink, wink, pornographic AIDS. Have a good week. This has been Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known with Dahlia Rose. If you'd like more Kinky Facts, please feel free to follow me on Instagram at Kinky Facts Podcast, all one word, TikTok at @the_Dahlia_Rose, or to sample my spicy short stories, poems, or to contact me with Kinky Facts suggestions, please visit my website at dahliarose.weebly.com, or you can email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. If you like my podcast, please subscribe to be informed of new weekly episodes, and reviews are helpful too. Thank you for joining me. I hope you'll come back soon, and please have a safe, happy holiday season.